4NUE. Let me make sure I got it. It's Christmas. And don't say Sophie.
Me and Joy got to keep her a while longer. We didn't give each other anything, like presents of this sort of nature there, Chad. We do that all year long. If we see something we want or if we want something special we want, we go get it. I have a Kindle. It's a little tablet thing. It's you can get on the internet with it, or I use it for reading books. And mine started dying, and back before Christmas, Joy ordered me one of those, and it came in about 2 weeks before Christmas or so. And so I got me a new Kindle, but I got a few other little things as well. But nothing major.
I want you to listen to this. So, my daughter wanted a coffee maker to go in the dorm there at Clemson. But she wanted a specific model. It's the kind you put, it's got little packets, you know. You just put the packet in there and then you close the lid and it, you know, pushes the water through the packet and this, that, and the other. It's a fancy thing. It's got Bluetooth and you can hook it to your phone and all that other mess, you know. I don't necessarily want a cup of coffee to be that big of an experience when I wake up in the morning, but hey, she's young, I get it. So she opens the thing, tears into the thing, opens it up, and it's missing the decanter. The whole decanter that holds the hot coffee is missing. And, you know, there's a little note in there where the decanter was that says, if this, you know, package is missing parts, please go to this website and, you know, get the part that's missing. So we go to the website, and I'm not sure, but I am convinced that those people that make that coffee machine was not able to get certain pieces and parts for the thing because of all the shipping problems we're having. But they boxed it, you know, they boxed that thing up anyway and put a note in there. Now, you think about that for a minute. I mean, we went and bought this thing, and knowing that it's missing parts on Christmas morning, I was a little bit upset. I got to be honest with you. I wasn't too happy about that. KO4NUE.
Carry on, 4 hells to God. I know I've heard Jack and some of the others on his machines talk. Imagine if it was an HF amplifier that you was buying and they got caught up in all this garbage going on right now. I don't remember his call sign over there, but there's one that got one and something wasn't right. He sent it back and got another and got a bad tube in it, and he bought the thing brand new. It got caught up in all this, and I'm sure he's not too happy at all. We'll take it, KI4LZI.
I don't believe I'd be too happy about it either, and I can't believe they went ahead and shipped that stuff out without all the parts in it, Chad. But, you know, at least they put a note in there. I guess that was a good thing. And while I was sitting here listening to you tell that tale, I opened my email up, and N0TR sent me an email, and I forwarded it to you. You'll be getting it now if you ain't already got it. Open that thing up, look at it, tell me what you think.
He sent that thing to me this morning, and I could not believe four black bears in his backyard. I could not believe it. And they are healthy looking, too.
Up here, that's a common occurrence up here. Like I was telling you before, and for Gary, your information, Mandel's call is Whiskey Romeo 4 X-ray Mike, WR4 XM. That's his call sign. Always when I'm coming back from our meeting that evening on the first Tuesday of the month, there's a chestnut tree not far from the shed where I parked my car, and one time during the day, there was a bear out there just gorging itself on chestnuts. And I'm always concerned about that sometimes when I come back from the meetings, because up here, these bears are, they go all over the place. It's just a common occurrence always.
It is common occurrence up there, Andy. Man, that's a... But you live a little bit further up in the woods than Tom does. He lives pretty much down there over there in Greer. But he's got a little property out there. There's some property behind him. But, Chad, I have been right there leaning against that post. Which is something else, but got a new antenna I may be building here shortly, 134 feet long, something like that, I think is what it is, 134 feet. Might be interested in that. It's got a 49-1 balun on it.
When you get ready to build it, let me know. I'd like to drop by and help you with it.
Might go over there and aggravate Cuz and get him interested in upgrade.
Yeah, anything I can do to aggravate my cousin, I'm in. KO4NUV.
Kelsey, I assume that's Chris you're talking about, right? Or is that the other one that's got the 7300? I have a hard time keeping him straight. I know I heard for the longest heard him and Jack talking about when he got that 7300. I have trouble keeping him straight. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, Andy, there's a whole lot of folks out there, no doubt. And Chad's got a bunch of them, and they're a bunch of good ones, too. And I think I've adopted Chris. You know, he's a super young man. I really enjoy sitting and spending some time with him. And if Chad don't get in the first jab, Chris will get him every time. And if he does get in the first jab, Chris will be a little quiet over there for a little bit, and then all of a sudden he'll pop something out there, and it cuts to the quick, don't it, Chad? KI4DOS.
He does. He'll let me get away with it. I don't know, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. And then when he decides he's had enough, he's about the only person I know can shut me down in a heartbeat. He goes for the jugular. So a couple of years ago, I don't know, it's been 4 or 5 years ago, you know, he's a former Marine. I'm an old Army guy. And he come over here to shop and was hiding Marine Corps coffee cups all in the shop. He put one in here, and he put one on the table, and he put one over there. And he, you know, weeks go by, and I keep finding these, you know, Marine Corps coffee cups. And I finally figured out what he was doing. He's, you know, sending me a message. So I called him one day, and I said, I don't understand. I'm finding all these Marine Corps coffee cups around here, and I said, I just want to let you know I got one right here, and I'm using it for a spit cup. And he says, yeah, he said, they'll take about anything you put on them. And I mean, it was just instant. Just he can wait for the right moment, and it just shuts me down. KO4NUE.
What kind of, well, of course I don't know. You probably haven't had a lot of time. What you have decided you're going to do up there at deer camp about your 2-meter antenna situation up there? What have you ever decided about on that?
I got a Slim Jim. I'm going to try that. If that don't work, I'm gonna also change the cable out. not knowing. I put it up when I first got my license and didn't understand. You know, I had some RG-58, which that, you know, and it's not quality RG-58 either. It's garbage. The antenna goes up 60 feet, right around 60 feet, and then I'd say there's probably another 30 feet going into the cabin, so you figure that's close to 100 feet. So I figure I'm losing a fair amount just trying to get to the antenna. So I'm gonna take it down and then put the right cable up and then try it again. And if that don't work, then I'll try the Slim Jim. If that don't work, then I'm not sure what I'll do. I don't know yet, but I'll make it work somehow or another. KO4NUE.
You need to somehow, like I suggested to you before, you need to do a topographical type map, lay of the land, like I've done here, and that'll tell you everything about the line of sight stuff. What you can do, what you can't do. You ever get a topographical map made out for up there, you'll know if you've got any hill between you and, say, Glassy Mountain or anything else. He's a silent key now, but WA4SSJ Rich Tillotson made one up for me and showed me about it, about this place where I'm at. And it really, for here on VHF and UHF, worse. It means everything. Go ahead, Gary, KI4LZI.
For NUE.
Stephen McMandel's call there, Andy. I knew it, but I just couldn't bring it up for some reason. My computer on top of my shoulders ain't working too good tonight. I had my vegetarian supper tonight. I had those things that eat grass, and I had a big old chunk out of one of them and a baked potato. So and then I went out and ran that leaf blower and stuff today, cleaning up some of the leaves since all the leaves is falling over here. So I'm just kind of sitting back and chilling a little bit now. Go ahead there, Chad, KI4DOS.
Stand outside deer camp, and I can look due east, and I see a hill. And I look south, and there's another hill. And then I look west, and there's a bigger hill. The only thing open is north, and that's why I'm able to get that direction. But I struggle any other way. I can hear them. I just can't get out. I can't do it, and I might have to figure it out. But I will. I will. And the other thing is, I got ordered me a signal link for Christmas so I can hook up this ICOM that AK had. So I'm gonna put the signal link behind it and see if I can get on the packet repeater there. So. See if I can hit a digital mode. But I'll send you a text when I get it working. I'll send you a text from a deer camp on my radio and see if I can make it.
For LZI. Well, like we were saying, 145.010 is VHF. It may not be voice here like we're doing, but it's still VHF, so that still will apply even to that. Now, you know you can do it from there at Campobello, but up here you you know also about that, about the literally delay. It's, in generic terms, that's the lay of the land, but they call it a topo map, what they technically call it. But any little deformity or anything between the two points, hills or whatnot, lots of trees, anything that can be in the way. And it's very critical here on this. And that's also VHF. And what's your status on the G5RV, being that you're still trying to work through these things? How's that currently going?
That thing came down yesterday. I mean, immediately down. I haven't even taken the time to roll it up, if you want to know the truth. I put my dipole back up, and I am, for now, I am content. It's quiet. I can hear. I can talk. And I'm happy with it. I can do anything I want to do on 80 meters. Now, in the next month or so, I'm thinking about moving up to the next band plan, and start trying to learn a little bit more about it. I'm not sure I'm brave enough to go down to or go up to 160 meters. I don't know. That might be awful noisy. But nonetheless, I think I may move up to 20 meters next. And but I'm happy with the dipole. And to be honest with you, I feel like a traitor because I took it down. But I am just absolutely happy with it. And today, this morning actually, the Windlink Gateway on, I don't know, it's down in the lower bands of a lower frequency on 80 meters, and was able to send a digital packet out off of my little dipole. So, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. The way I'm looking at it, and I'm happy with it. And I just don't think I'll ever know, buy another one. I just cut my own.
JI4LCI, go ahead, Gary.
All kinds of different antennas there, Chad, and that's the reason I will try this new antenna that's 134 feet long. I don't know if you ever heard Garth check in from up there in Arden, North Carolina. I'm on 80 meters. Hadn't heard him in a while, but he had this particular antenna up. And, buddy, I'm telling you what, he was booming in here. And I wouldn't put up no weather antennas if you got that dipole up that works on 80. Try your tuner and make sure it should work on 40 and 20 and all the rest of them on that 80 meter wire. On the 80 meter dipole. I had the first dipole I had up is one I made, and it would tune. The tuner would tune everything. I could talk on everything, and I made a lot of contacts around the globe with it. And one of these days, Chad, you're going to have to get on, we'll get in touch with Andy up there. There's a 6-meter repeater up there, and it don't get a whole lot of use. But every once in a while, we get on 6 meters, don't we, Andy?
Boy, LZ, I wonder why I got this 8900 here. It's for 6-meter FM. That 6-meter machine up there, near this same site up there, that used to be KO4MZs, he sold it and went into DMR stuff quite heavy, and he turned around and sold it, and someone else owns it now. But you're right, it don't get a whole lot of use. But for a long time over here, we used 6 meters, about as much as we did 440, and that's why I got this 8900 here for that 6-meter repeater there. There's one up near Hendersonville, too, but the only time I can ever work it is when the conditions are right and I run full power. But I wish, you know, that 6-meter was used more than it is. And, Chad, I know you don't have a radio for it because most people don't think about it. Not everybody's got a radio for it, but the one on the 4th-meter band has a few repeaters around here, too. Mandel has another net that goes on 2244 at 8 p.m. on Monday, he does. Usually others, he's got other people being the net control, but he's got one there, and I got a 38A here, got it, and this Ringo up on top of the house for all for $75. He helped me with it and put it up, and on Mondays, I usually check in there with them, then Tuesday on the 2-meter 440. Go ahead, Gary, KI4LCI.
Know that they had a net Monday night on 220. I got my 220 sitting here, and I get on it occasionally. Not very often, but I've talked to a couple of different folks. Talked to Ken, WA4BBW on 220, and, you know, he's silent key now. Did you know that?
Well, yeah, someone come on this net here 2 or 3 months ago one time and announced that he'd become a silent key. That's how I found that. Yeah, I'm aware of it. That net that you're talking about that's on 2244, it hasn't been going on that long. Not that long at all. I'm guessing maybe 4 or 5 months at the longest. It hasn't been going on long, but I just thought I'd throw that out there for anybody that's got any gear for that band, that it is there. Go ahead, Chad, KI4LCI.
Oh, I'll check it out. See what I can do. That's 6 meters. That's 50 megahertz, right?
6 meters is 50 megahertz, right. The one on the 4th-meter band is 222 megahertz. That 6-meter machine is 53410 with a tone of 131.8. That's the 6-meter machine up on Caesar's head. The other one, the glassy one on the 4th-meter machine is 2244 with a tone of 131.8. That all-mode, all-band gear you got may receive it, but in general, being that this is from what I've heard now, this is the only country that has allocation in that band for amateur radio. They don't, in general, have them where you can do it. Just, you know, just very few radios you can get that'll do it, because anywhere else, it's not an amateur allocation. Am I correct on that, Gary? KI4LCI.
You are, but I can't swear to it right off the top of my head. I'd have to do some researching on that. But I think that you're correct on that. Most of the other countries don't run 220.
I've heard Mandel say before, and I've read some in other places, would it give me that indication, so I assume it has to be. Go ahead, Chad, KI4LCI.
So I got a question for you. Let me make sure I got this. When I went over to Red Cross Building last Saturday to help with the testing, I talked with the one of the guys was helping me, you know, do the paperwork. I cannot remember his call sign. We were having some chit chat before he was telling me about, you know, how to fill the paperwork out correctly. And he said, that, you know, do you have a copy of your license with you? And I said, well, no. And he says, well, you know, I always keep a copy of my license in my wallet in case I'm ever pulled over by a policeman for talking on a mic. He said, because this license gives me, not the authority, but it gives me, I'm licensed to have a, to talk on an external device when I'm driving. So I got on the internet and was trying to, you know, see if I could find any information out about this. And from what I've read on the internet, this, I didn't know a policeman could pull you over for that. But according to what I've read, the amateur radio license, if a policeman ever pulls you over for talking on a mic, which I don't know that that would ever happen, but according to what I'm reading, if that's correct. Has anybody had any experience with that?
Anyways, Chad, the Tom was helping you with the paperwork, right? KZ4M?
Helping me, but it wasn't Tom I was talking to. It was the other fella. He was sitting in your seat before you came over and sat down to my right.
That was probably Steve, WA5KSC. Here, several years ago, and this was back before I retired, so it's been several years ago, for commercial drivers, they had to have a headset to use their cell phones, and they were trying to get cell phones out of the trucks. Truck drivers have had microphones forever, you know, it seems like they've had them for years and years on the 11 meters, you know, CB. They were trying at one time to outlaw the ham radios in the cars, but they were not able to do it. Now, whether if one pulls you over talking on a microphone, that if you have a copy of your license in your pocket, like, well, I carry one, but, you know, when I got my license, the FCC sent you a copy of your license plus a little card to go in your wallet. And so I carry it, have carried it ever since. But, I don't know that they can actually pull you over for talking on a microphone or not, but it wouldn't surprise me if they tried to do away with that. But like I said, in the big trucks, you know, if you have a commercial license, they can pull you over for talking on a cell phone if you're not on a headset or, you know, Bluetooth through your speaker system in the vehicle.
Well, I didn't. Let me make sure I got it. On UE, so I did not realize that, and I was thinking, hey, you know, that's pretty neat. I'm glad he told me that. But I never really thought about it, I guess. But you learn something every day. But I mean, I think that'd be kind of neat. No, you're not giving me a ticket. Here's my license. But I don't think that'd ever happen, I guess. But let me tell you what happened to me yesterday. So I went out the end of the driveway, and a whole bunch of litter, whole bunch of paper at the end of the driveway. So I got out of the truck, started picking it up, and it's somebody's mail. And I mean a bundle of it. Some of it had been opened. Most of it was just scattered, you know, out at the end of the driveway. So I picked it up when I realized what it was. It's somebody else's mail. I just you know, sorted all of the mail into different, you know, addresses, and just got in the truck and just went to the address and knocked on the door and said, hey, you know, somebody stole all your mailbox, I guess, looking for money. And, you know, I'm delivering your mail because I don't understand. I mean, I know what they're, I mean, they're thinking money's in the mailbox or checks or whatever at Christmas time. But, you know, I mean, some people get medication in their mail. I mean, I don't understand why somebody do something like that. I just, you know, but I think I'm going to change the mailboxes out at the end of the driveway and put a, I think I'm going to have to put a locked mailbox at the end of the driveway because Daddy gets his medication through the VA and I get medication through the VA and I just, you know, you not want to call the VA and tell them somebody stole my medication because, oh my goodness. So I'm just going to go ahead and just put some lock boxes at the end of the driveway. I don't know what else to do.
LZI, was talking about earlier about the mics and the vehicle and the law enforcement. Kind of like what we have to do with you on the 2 meters with some of these hunters. There's been some people that's been known to get and transmit where they shouldn't transmit. And that also contributes to certain rules getting enacted that otherwise wouldn't get enacted. But the way everything's going now, just about everybody is just back on digital. Except for Transylvania County and over here where we're at, Pickens County, and we're going to leave it here shortly in probably the next 3 years at the nearest. Certainly no longer than that. As soon as I get this Wi-Fi, 5G up around here and the 4 million for the changeover, so, because a lot of people was taking gear, whether it was Marine gear or here, there was some hams that was even doing that were taking, do like if you open up, that's why anytime I should get a used VHF radio or UHF radio, I make absolutely certain, because I got plenty of receivers here, that I don't put anything in it that might cover any kind of first responder frequency that's still in use around here anymore, because if they get opened up, you can transmit there. KI4LZI.
Yeah, I know a couple of years ago there was a news story about down in the lower part of the state, a fellow received a ticket for vaping in his vehicle. He, and the ticket was for using an electronic device while driving. All right, well, KO4NUE, let me make sure I got it. I will definitely have my license in my vehicle because I talk on the radio all the time, and I don't want to have to deal with that. But I guess they give you a ticket for about anything, I guess. But yeah, I just thought I'd ask if anybody knew anything about it.
County. You're not Greenville City. I know you're not supposed to use a cell phone in a vehicle, so I imagine they could probably do anything they wanted to do.
Well, I appreciate it, Ken. I'll see what they got to say about it. I know it's good. Just see what. I've never been. I mean, I don't think it's a big deal, but I'm glad he told me. I didn't realize that. But anyway, somebody else pick it up. KO4NUE.
A VHF or UHF radio, and it's used, you better assume that it's opened up, so, and don't put anything in there that might get you. Let's put it this way, fix it where it can't. but a few places that still use an analog. KI4LZI.
Devil.
And did Andy went out?
What I was saying is, any of these here back, this was back in the day before digital become real popular. Any of these VHF, UHF analog radios, if they're opened up, they'll transmit more than just in the ham band. What I was saying is, if you're going to listen down there, you better have it fixed where it can't transmit down there. But there's not that many left still on analog nowadays, but they can if they're opened up transmit down there. Go ahead, Chad, now. KI4LZI.
Or NUE. So I'll just say, and I just appreciate telling Ken, appreciate you letting me know that. I'll swing by there and talk with the deputy next time I'm up that way. I went to high school with him and see kind of what they got to say about it. But, I mean, I've never been pulled over or anything. But I just was wondering if anybody had or if anybody knew anything about that. But I'll check it out and follow up on it. Somebody else pick it up.
On in my hand since about 1975 on one band or another in a truck, in a vehicle, and I've never been bothered about it, you know.
I myself have got plenty of receivers here and stuff. It's like that. First responder stuff, I just put it in the receivers only. And if I put anything else in some of these ham gear stuff, it's stuff that I know won't get you in trouble. Like the red dot, blue dot frequencies and such stuff as that. The MERS frequencies that's license free, such stuff as that. But there's still a place or two still using analog, but everybody had been, and there had been. That's why I'm saying you gotta be careful what you are transmitting on. KI4LZI. Go ahead, Gary. I guess it's your time.
DOS. Well, I've been talking on the radio a lot of times, whether it be ham or CB. Going through weight scales and right in front of police officers or right beside them and all this other stuff. Never have had a problem with it. Nobody's ever pulled me over for that. But when they passed the deal with the cell phones and for the truck drivers, I'm like Ken. I've been had a microphone in my hand way back when, but they didn't like the cell phones, and I don't really blame them. I don't like cell phones either because if people get in a conversation on the cell phone, their mind goes crazy. If you're riding down the road talking on the radio, you're still paying attention to the road, even though you're paying attention to the conversation as well. But it doesn't seem to take your mind off of what you're doing the way a cell phone does.
Y'all go ahead and carry on. If y'all are still in here later, I'll be back. I got to go take in. KI4LZI, be gone for now.
You can receive up to a $10,000 fine and lose your CDL for talking on a cell phone.
Yeah, that's true. And then there's some folks that have these CBs that get down into 10 meters, and they catch you. If you don't have a license, and they catch you down there in 10 meters on that when you're just supposed to be talking on a CB in the 11-meter band. They can confiscate your radio and fine you up to $10,000 and all kinds of weird stuff. Matter of fact, that happened, it didn't happen to the drivers themselves, but there was a bunch of, I won't call the company over there, but it was a company that was notified by the FCC that they would remove those radios from all of their trucks, and they fined the company a whole bunch of money.
I know one truck driver lost his job because of talking on 10 meter.
Brand UE. I'm not sure what to say about that. I mean, well, I guess this. It's nice to know that, you know, things like that are being enforced, I guess. I never would have thought of that. The right person from the legal side of it hears it, I guess, you know, they can do something about it. But goodness gracious. I know years ago we used to hog hunt, and we had a CB shop, truck stop, that we'd stop on the way to Florida. And we dropped off, every time we'd leave Florida, we dropped off our radios at the CB shop, and we had something, Daddy had something done to them. I forget what it was. So I'm going to drop them off, go ahead and pay you the bid. What he did to them, I maybe put an amp in them or changed the frequencies or something. I don't know what it was, but we used a CB band to talk with the hog hunt. You know, we had about a two-mile block of land that we'd send the dogs in, and wherever the hogs crossed, that's where we'd shoot them when they crossed. But we get down there in Florida, and you hear people from Cuba. You hear, I mean, all kinds of stuff on those radios. And I think one time I had one set on a little three-wheeler, a little Honda 250, and I had a battery on the back. I had my shotgun and CB, and boy, I thought I was something else, you know, riding around on that three-wheeler with that CB. You know, I was in high cotton.
They could have done about anything to those radios there, Chad. They put in the echo chamber, you know, the echo box, so it'd have echo. They put the train whistles in there. They can turn them up a little bit, you know, where they're supposed to be 5 watts or less, and they turn them up. Peak and tune them, they call it. Just all kinds of things that they can do, those 11-meter radios. Of course, there's a lot we can do to our ham radios as well, but, yeah, we got a license. We can do that. We can legally run 1,500 watts in a lot of places. Not everywhere, but a lot of places. And so there you go. And I don't know. I've enjoyed both the CBs and the ham and all this other stuff, but you've got to be careful. You don't want to be someplace that you're not supposed to be. You know, you can open the radios up to run the work bands. That's, you know, getting down towards the military frequencies. And, you know, well, most of theirs is got a little extra stuff in there with it, but you know, you can get in some of the police bands and some of this other stuff on the UHF and VHF if you're not careful.
Yeah, Yank India. I ain't sure what year it was, but I remember that them two people got caught by the FCC for transmitting on police band, ambulance, fire, rescue, and they got time on that.
PUE. Spartanburg County has got a frequency that I got in the AZU here. I'm not sure what it is. It sounds kind of crazy, but I think it's the city garbage trucks. Because I can hear them talking sometime about, you know, one time I was listening about the mess of garbage it was on the side of the road, and they were going to be late getting to the next stop or something because they had to, you know, stop and pick all that mess up on the side of the street. And he wasn't happy about it. So I assumed it was city, waste management. management or whatnot, but I haven't been able to hear any police officers or anything. But I think they may be into trunking or something like that. But listen to the garbage man every now and then, which is kind of interesting.
Jump out of here real quick. I got to go walk the dog, and I'm still trying to help her up and down the steps because she's still got her stitches. So I'll see y'all a little bit later. Enjoyed it. Y'all take care. Have a good evening. What's left of the weekend, which ain't much. And we'll talk to all y'all a little bit later. KO4NUE, K4WFU, and KI4LZI, and anybody else that's out there. KI4DOS.
Terry, and Ken, if you're still in there, sir, I'm going to step out, too. I'm starting to show my tire a little bit. So I'm going to clear on out. 73, KO4NUE.
K4WFU.
Terry and everybody else, good to hear you out there. Good talking to you. Whiskey Boy India, Yank India.
Now, Robert, I apologize for not reading giving your call out. W4IYI. You be careful out there and have a good evening. Talk to you later. 73, KI4DOS clear.
Whiskey Boy India, Yank India.